I'm Katie Smith, and I teach encaustic wax painting, which is painting with an iron, in case you haven't heard of it.
I've never heard of it. I can see some of your caustic wax pictures here. Talk me through what you're doing here.
You have an ordinary travel iron, and you melt coloured wax on the bottom of the iron, put it on shiny paper, and then move it around with the iron.
So it's created these really beautiful abstract pictures.
Yes, very quickly. Takes seconds. I'll show you. Melt the wax on the iron, which is set at nylon.
So you've got a thick, kind of greeny, turquoisey blue wax there, and you're casting the iron across it, and it's making these blobs on the paper.
That's right. And then you can do lots of things with it. You can make patterns with the iron, or you can drag the iron across it, lifting one side, and see what happens. You never know quite what's going to happen. And that creates lovely pictures which you can use your imagination to develop.
It's almost like a waterfall you've created there. I mean, I should think a number of people would see that in completely different ways. That's fantastic.
It looks like mountains, but there you are.
I see mountains as well. Mountains as well, yes. Yeah. What inspired you to start volunteering, and how long have you been involved?
Oh, I've been involved with Lifelines for about 4 years now. And I used to teach this, and then when I finally retired at the age of 78, I decided I didn't want to stop doing it, so I took the opportunity to teach it with Lifelines.
And what do you get from it personally?
Oh, I just love people's faces when they see what they've done, because it's so easy to do and people don't believe it until they actually start. From the enthusiastic feedback, I think they gain a lot. They surprise themselves with the work they do.
There is something about volunteering as well, that it does get people out the house, doesn't it? It helps to break down isolation. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yes, I definitely think so. I've met lots of lovely people here, and I live in the middle of Brighton. I don't live near here. But it's great to meet lots of people. I like people.